Well. Appreciate everybody for tuning in. Y'all know what it is, baby. We back in the building. Thought for Narcissist Podcast, man. It's your boy Outlaw Uwop. Got my co-host Rhetoric and Jody in the building for sure. Appreciate y'all fucking with us, man. Tuning in. Y'all know what it is, man. We finna get right to it. Talking that motherfucking talk. Shout out to my boys Forever Up 4E, man. Check them boys out for sure. Back in fashion.
Would you look at the time? Been a motherfucking state, gotta make some shit. And I've been on my grind. Fuck shut down, city people taking over state. Sipping drain on that wine. Double cut to the brim, no, you can't have a taste. If he creep, then he dying. Little shrimp, bad nigga, stay the fuck out of the way. Yeah, I'm in it, five motherfucking city. I'm investing in building my credit. If you play, you gon' need you a minute. And the BNB nice to get.
Yes, sir. Not all the way down, but you know, turn it up a little bit, let them hear it, you know what I'm saying, but not too loud, they can't hear me. Yes sir, man. Shout out to Forever Up, my motherfucking dogs. Y'all hear that shit? Shout out to Adam Bouvier, Tovin, Too Solid, man. Y'all check that shit out everywhere. Too Solid 4E, that's that Lacking Fashion, man. Shout out to them boys for sure. Turn it out just a little bit more, but don't turn that shit off so they can hear my boy Bouvier in the background. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, sir, we back in the building, man. We finna talk that motherfucking talk for y'all, folks. Thoughtful Narcissist Podcast, man. You know what to do, man. Like, follow, comment, subscribe. Check us out everywhere. TTNP Podcast, man. You know, Instagram, YouTube, all over the motherfucking place, man. We got merch coming soon. We got a lot of shit coming soon. We got some ladies coming up on the next podcast. Y'all gonna hear
it. Ball goes right. It's gonna be in the next few ones.
So, yeah, y'all just stay tuned, man. We working on a lot of shit. Got a lot of shit going on, man. You know, for sure. Appreciate y'all. You know. But we in this thing, man. We finna talk some motherfucking talk for y'all people, man. I guess Rhetoric going to check up on everybody, know how everybody doing.
That's all. It's just mental health month, man. You just got to make sure everybody's doing good, man. Make sure their mental health is where it needs to be. Everybody's in a good space.
Mental health month is definitely important. It's definitely...
It's important all year round, but it's just good at this time to at least, you know, check on your friends. Make sure they're doing good, man.
It is, man.
Make sure they're not going through things.
Everybody doing
potentially
good,
may be able
right?
to help them.
You might.
I'm good, man. I'm good, man.
Some people need help.
You know what I'm saying? So, no, but I'm good, bro.
I'm good, too.
Can't complain. We here.
I'm good, too.
Do another podcast. Great. Got my brothers here.
Great.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm doing great, man.
So, it is what it is, but...
We got a lot of things we're going to talk about.
A lot of crazy shit
going on. I mean, you got Diddy potentially, is he a potential predator?
Is he grooming?
You know what I'm saying? Is Diddy out here looking for men to take advantage of
in
sexual ways? Is Future hurt?
Because he's been going on a spree, man. He done dropped like 3 features, so it's a lot to talk about that, too.
He been saying a lot of shit. I mean, they talking about DMX album. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? What's going on with that? That's what, you know. We got a lot of, it's been a lot of crazy shit going on. You know, like I said, we're going to have the ladies on the show. It was some relationship shit we were talking about before the show that I got a little ridiculed on. I don't know if we want to talk about
I think we'll save that for when we have someone who can react properly to such statements.
I mean, it's going to be hard if these are modern women.
No, I mean, it doesn't.
You know.
To his case, it doesn't matter what they think.
Oh, it doesn't at all.
So we can talk about it now.
It doesn't matter what the fuck
it don't matter. Need opinions.
I feel like the response is just so much better once it's actually heard what it's saying, and you see the person who would ideally would have to react to that. It's just better.
I feel you. It could be interesting.
It's going to be that. Sure. We got to say the good stuff for when the good stuff's ready, but we got a whole bunch of other shit to get into, though.
What are we talking about first?
Like I said, man, let's get into my boy Future, man. He was hurt. He's...
You say he's hurt.
It seems like he's... Hold on. We got to shout out to the sponsors, bro.
Shout out to all the sponsors, bro.
We're trying to make us lose our check.
Prestigious Pedigree Apparel, man. Shout out to Mr. Upholstery. Forever Up. Shout out to New Era ENT, man. Shout out to my boy Wordsmith, ATS. Shout out to everybody, man. If I lit Brain Language Art, everybody, man. I don't know if I left anybody out. Shout out to anybody who just doing their thing and just, you know, fucking with us. You feel me? Most importantly, if you doing your thing and you fucking with us, shout out to you, man, for sure.
Can't go wrong,
man. Can't go wrong fucking with us.
But no, I think we need to let the people hear Future one time, because he was in his feelings, bro. He needs, you know what I'm saying? He had to tell somebody something. I really want to dive deep into what was actually being said here, because I think it's a lot bigger than just him dissing Shawty. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot more to go on to that.
We got to look at who we talking about, man. Future been that nigga who finna let you know and drop little hints about the bitches he fucked with.
This was not a hint.
He talked about, he gonna say those little like subliminal things, you know. That's what he do. So it's not
out his wheelhouse.
Yeah, it ain't like out of, that's not, it doesn't surprise me. You feel me? It doesn't surprise me. It's always interesting to hear that shit, but it don't surprise me like that's what he did.
Man, I'm on fucking Twitter, bro. It's nothing but porn on this shit.
Oh, shit.
I got to get off of this.
Oh, yeah, that's why I'm trying to find some little, no boy.
Trying to find some little, you know, little quick little topics. I'm seeing nothing but.
But yeah, on a fucking Monday afternoon, like, wow. You
know what I mean? Oh, definitely. It's Memorial Day. People are at home.
Yeah,
man, people are like third stroke in now. You know what I'm saying?
We'll talk about that. I ain't.
But yeah, no.
We'll get to that.
Let me hear the Lori line though.
Yeah, play that clip with the Future shit. But yeah, the nigga just is not.
So before we hear the shit is, he goes at Steve. So that's what makes the shit all the more better, is that he's actually going at the mom, her dad or her stepdad. And it's kind of funny because it's really fucked up if you think about it, because it's like, this is the man who she adopted the name of. This is not her real dad.
Right.
So this is the man who you kind of look at as your father.
Right, as your father.
And so he's going up to her like, we ain't even worried about what you want in this situation, little mama nigga. It's about us. Right. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling him, bro. Because this is what I think happened. I think Steven did some slick shit on the side, maybe fucked up some money for him, maybe an appearance here and there. And he like, bro, Steve, bro, I don't want her, dog. Like, it's over with. She with little buddy. You know what I'm saying? And on the extended version, he called him a lame.
He did say something about you being with a lame or some shit.
I don't see that, what you said at all.
I don't see the extended version.
Care about Steve Harvey.
The fucking, yeah, I don't she think
he's fucking King of Carmody.
I don't think he's fucking. I don't think it has nothing to do with no money or no shit like that. I think he was literally just throwing a shot. Like,
just for the rap.
Y'all, these motherfuckers think Lori Harvey happy. Like, she was begging to get back with me. I left her. Tell Steve I don't want her. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Straight you know, up. Just without saying her name, without saying her name.
He just threw a related person in there as a shot. Like, tell Steve I don't want her. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not mad at it, bro. I fuck with Future, so I ain't mad at it.
I don't think he would hurt, though.
It didn't sound like, well, at first, when I first heard the line, just when I read it, I thought it was hurt. I thought it was hate. I thought it was some pain in there. I thought he was upset. But then when I actually listened, I was like, oh, no, that nigga was riding, bro. He wasn't hurt at all.
Man, he really was your life. Fuck,
he just like
bitch.
Saying some yeah, shit. Yeah, he was just saying, rapping about his life. You know what I'm saying?
He said some real player shit, really. Like, Steve, wow. I'm done. Magic City, I'm the owner. Tell Steve Harvey, I don't wanna. One thing I never seen was a bitch to leave. Every time I crane the car on you. Nah, bro, he went at her, bro, with that joint. He went at her with that shit. He let her have it.
He said one thing he never seen was a bitch to leave. So I guess he letting it be known, like, she ain't leave me.
And he's also telling her in the other song he was in, bro, with, what's his name, Hood? What did I say, Hot Boy? Yeah, I think his name was Hot Boy. That nigga said the same thing. All y'all bitches the same to me. Like, all y'all the same. So, bro, this nigga Future has been on his toxic run. He do this every summer.
Hey man, he gotta this give shit. Folks something to listen to in the summertime.
Yes, sir. He come with a toxic run every summer, and this nigga ain't he didn't disappoint
Future,
this time.
Man. So salute Future Hendrix.
Salute the Future for real, bro. So
Super Future, man.
But do we think she cares though?
Not at all.
She probably felt some type of way. I'm pretty.
You think
sure.
She was slighted?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Steve felt some type of way.
Oh, Steve was definitely in his feelings.
Steve probably was like, "What the fuck?
Hold on now.
Yeah,
nah, Tavius." Yeah, you know he called him by his old name.
I know Steve felt some type of
everything
way.
Was wrong about what you just said. His Steve. Name
but how Steve would say it though.
Steve don't talk like motherfucking
Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Yes, he does. He sounds like a black Santa Claus. That's exactly who he sounds like.
Steve impression. And I don't even know who name you called out.
I just talked about a random name that he would say.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, that shit.
Do you think he's trying to get her back though? Do we think she's trying to get her back?
What? Why would he try to get her back?
I don't know. She's bad, bro.
Who even gives a shit?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, bro. Niggas been going out nasty trying to get their old work back.
I don't know.
Y'all seen Diddy?
Diddy.
Y'all saw that throwback Thursday with him and J-Lo? Y'all saw that nasty?
Everybody. Y'all saw that nasty post. Shit. Vivica Fox throwing back with her and 50 Cent. So
hey, man.
Motherfuckers just going through a midlife crisis. But I don't know about Diddy. Niggas remember the best times? I don't know about that nigga Diddy.
That's wild, bro. Especially with J-Lo going around visiting her exes and shit. That nigga Diddy. That shit crazy. But you can't do that, though.
I'm not going to talk bad about Diddy.
You can't do that, though.
I know Diddy know people in high places. So I don't
know. All I'm saying is we done already dissed Diddy on the show plenty of times. But, no, you can't. I don't think getting you can only do this when you Diddy to try to get your old work back. You can't. Any nigga that's doing that is not. If you just put your old girl up there and was like, "Hey, I'm trying to get my queen back."
I don't know. That's like seem a little desperate.
Yeah, bro. That ain't the kind of energy you want to receive. Even if people give you the positive work.
Dude's beautiful and shit.
He is. He's wilding. Like I said, he goes to the picture with J-Lo and then he goes in and starts hanging with Franklin, moving Diddy bricks with Franklin.
Diddy might be going through some shit.
He moving bricks with Franklin. He's wilding.
He might be going through some shit.
So, I mean, well, we see this from Diddy from every 3 to 4 years, too, though. You remember when he did the Drink Chaps interview? And he was talking wild?
What did he say on there?
I don't think I ever watched Drink Chaps. I'm going to put it in here. And then, shit, y'all can just have to see it from there. But I'm gonna put some of the wild shit he was saying in there.
Yeah, put that shit all here. We'll watch it. We'll watch it after the show because I ain't see that shit. So
Diddy's wild, bro. He was talking about, like, loving, you know, it wasn't really kissing on niggas, but essentially he was just talking about being intimate with his boys. You know what I'm saying? It was just a wild shit to say while you drunk,
man. Shit,
slick. It was wild to see the nigga on a drunk shit.
Oh yeah, hold on, I got it.
Okay.
Nigga topped in Diddy Drink Champs. That shit said acting gay.
Hell nah. First thing that
filled in the blanks.
Yeah, I love this Drink Champs. I like when you like this, Daddy. Yeah, you put my Daddy, I like when you scrambling and scraping for shit.
No,
I like that.
I'll be practicing. I got it.
He called that man Daddy.
Did he just call that man Daddy?
He called Noriega Daddy.
Yeah, I love this Drink Champs. I like when you like this, Daddy. Daddy, I like when you scrambling and scraping.
Nigga Jenny Kiss looking like. What?
That nigga's looking crazy, too.
That's wild shit.
Drink Champs, goddammit. I'm in.
Where I look back on where I became.
Did you miss me, though? For real, because we.
You can't ask a man, did he miss you?
I miss his birthday party, man. Man, I'm talking about for your birthday.
Stop fucking with it.
For your birthday, man.
We partied for my birthday before. You came to my party.
No, but me and you ain't never really party. You know what I'm saying? Eyes.
We don't own this. Rights any of this.
Without a party, is this nigga talking about?
Eyes. I understand. I understand. You know what I'm saying? Yo, okay. So check this out. It's me. Tyrese.
You know that's nasty already.
And F. Gary Gray. You know, I'm a type of nigga, I like variety, man. I like people that's unpredictable. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? I like different personalities. So I was like, I never knew they would become what they are today.
But that's wild.
But like, you know, that sounded like the type of night I want to have in Vegas. You understand what I'm saying? Okay. So
See, I'm trying to tell y'all, dog. Yo, did he be wildin', bro?
This nigga sucks.
Off the Ciroc.
So Tyrese kept on talking.
This is a Floyd fight, right?
Yeah. And Tyrese keep on talking about like how you got to get back from church. And we just like, yo, the night ain't start. You got to get back from church. We in motherfucking Vegas, nigga. But, like, you can go to church next week. You know what I'm saying? Sending your thing.
We bringing him to sin.
But we in Vegas. Don't be bringing God.
This nigga the devil.
Don't bring God into this situation. You know what I'm saying? F. Gary Gray is like, nigga, shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? Then you got Ray J. So Ray J is like just really like feeling
with
like
the
Ray
shits,
J right
huh?
now. You know what I'm saying?
Ray J was with it.
He gave you no contest.
To ting with the roster, but he wasn't having it. Oh, it's this little roster nigga in the back, and he's not going for that. He not going for it. Look. Nigga pursuing this nigga. Look!
This nigga grabbed this nigga hand and walked him up like a chick dude.
Look! This nigga pulled up his fucking shit. Like, where is meat at? What the fuck wrong with
you? I told y'all this nigga Diddy is wild. Look at this.
Bruh, if I got some shit.
That nigga Diddy is wild, bro. You don't do that.
If I got my kilt on, my little shit.
Hold on, let me hear what he said.
Listen.
Oh, groove me up when we build that beautiful, nice guy, Rastafari brand of yours, huh? I see you, man.
I'm walking.
Yeah. Happy birthday to you. Woo!
So Diddy like a woman then.
Yeah, straight up. Diddy is a real chick out here.
Diddy get drunk and want to kiss and
Diddy
shit.
Diddy is a fucking whole chick.
Yeah, that nigga Diddy.
Diddy like a woman.
Yeah, Diddy get drunk and feel sexy and shit and want
to
goddamn.
This nigga grabbed the nigga and held his head like he was leading him to the bedroom type shit.
Hey, bro.
Like, come over here. Like, that nigga,
man,
what,
man's be on some different shit, bro.
Yo, that's wild.
Money
bro.
Do that to some niggas, bro.
Nah, shit ain't got shit to do with money.
Money that nigga, do that to some niggas, bro.
Diddy be working at goddamn Walmart.
Still getting fresh with niggas.
You want to know where
by the bikes. Let me leave the nigga back there by the bicycles and shit.
Let me take you to the board games. Yeah. Come here.
Let me show you some real trouble.
To some goddamn some Monopoly and shit.
Let me show you the break room.
I want to roll the dice for real, man.
Yo, that was just the wildest shit, bro.
Hey, bro, yeah, I'm just trying to tell you, bro. That's why I internet, bro. So I always on the shit. I knew that shit when that happened, bro. Like, Diddy wild.
Yeah, Diddy wild as shit. But Superhead said when they was fucking, he tried to make her watch gay porn and shit.
That's wild. That's different. That's some shit I ain't never heard before.
That's one bitch I think wouldn't lie.
I mean, yeah, she ain't got no reason to.
Yeah, her shit already out there, bro.
She known for telling all the truth. Too
yeah,
much
that's
truth.
Wild, bro. It's shit. Nigga Diddy. Oh, fuck, man. That's what's up with this nigga, yo.
Well, speaking of in that realm of the older legends or whatever, you know, DMX has dropped his album.
Diddy an older legend now?
Diddy's
you know,
definitely
Fred
an older
don't
legend.
Listen to music. But anyway, yeah, Diddy.
20 years?
What's the name dropped an album? I ain't, still ain't got around
yeah,
listen
I haven't
to
heard
it
yet either.
No, I listened to some of it. It was all right. I like, you know, it didn't have the same kind of energy. You could tell that some of the takes wasn't one of the best takes he would have probably put out if he was been able to chance to re-record it.
Right.
But overall, I mean, the features were good.
Who else featured on it?
I had Nas was on there. Jay-Z was on there. Nas was on there like twice. Who else did they have on there? Let me see if I can find a feature list. They had a good little group of people on there. Swiss did his thing. But yeah. Swiss been on one since he dropped this, though. I don't know if y'all seen the videos
what
of that nigga.
Doing?
Bro, like, he had a video where he was, like, doing the beat, and he started, like, playing the shit with his chin, and, like, it wasn't a real beat he was making. He just kept pressing a button. And, like, you would have thought he was really in his bag, bro. Like, you really would have thought he was making a fucking masterpiece the way he was.
He was just out here tapping his
shit. The shit was just tapping his shit with his chin, bro. Yeah, wild boy shit, bro.
Oh,
and then,
yeah. Oh,
and then he went on Drink Champs and just said some goofy shit, too,
on
Drink
Champs. He wasn't on no Diddy shit.
Nah, he wasn't on Diddy shit. Nah, he wasn't on Diddy shit.
No, he just said some goofy like, shit. Yo, we cannot bring that nigga Diddy back on.
Ever. Ever. That nigga is wild.
That nigga said, but we ain't never partied, you know? Like, what the fuck?
Nigga, don't ever tell. Bro,
that's
party,
how, you know
bro.
Them niggas know he was gay. Like Fab and Jada kids know that nigga gay because like they ain't even react like.
Bro, you know
like,
they been
nigga,
in rooms.
You, they ain't react like nigga. What you talking about?
You
like,
know
they
been in
like,
rooms.
Like yo, yeah, this nigga just tripping, bro. Like he really on some shit
he
right
on
now.
Some Diddy shit.
You know what I'm saying? Like they ain't even want to say nothing because a regular nigga be like, bro, what you mean, bro? Like.
This a nigga that make they
nigga,
make money
I said,
with.
We party, nigga. You been to my party? Like what the fuck you talking about? Party, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like you tripping right now.
It sound like white a lot of coke.
You tripping right now, Diddy.
And some niggas doing some wild guy shit. And
what's
Diddy
featured on DMX shit.
Nah, Diddy. Why would Diddy?
He do got some.
He might have been like on some.
He got the locks, Swiss Beats, Jay-Z.
Lil Wayne
Nas,
was on there.
Jay-Z Nas on the song. Wayne
yeah, that's bath salts.
Swiss Beats.
Who that?
Wayne and Swiss Beats.
Okay.
You got a song, Money Bag, yo.
Money
Bag.
It was straight.
Okay.
That was straight. I liked it.
Bono, Cross, Infrared, Ice
Snoop.
Pick. Griselda. I definitely want to hear the song he got
Infrared,
with Griselda.
Ice Pick. Who the hell
Usher.
Is
don't know.
Usher.
Mm-hmm. And Brian King Joseph.
Fred just want to be involved.
Well, I was looking it up too.
That's cool.
But you don't listen to music. You don't even
I
know.
Do listen to it.
Name
I listen to
DMX album.
We've already did
you,
this,
and
bro.
You said something completely wrong.
I might have been wrong.
No, you was DMX. Wrong because you didn't know. You never knew.
I fuck with DMX though.
DMX.
Not enough.
Scary. Enough to fuck with enough to listen to him. I've listened to him before. DMX, I told you, DMX was my first.
Listen to a song.
I listened more than one. Rough Riders all and shit.
Do you know the name? Do you know the name of most of the albums that you like?
Yes.
If you don't know the name of the album, is it safe to say that you really didn't listen to it like that?
Not to say I didn't listen to it, but it's just not
I was always
a
single guy when I was when he was my favorite album. I was a single guy then. Like I liked to just listen to singles. I wasn't album.
I could say that.
I used to buy CDs and listen to music. I used to buy the mix of all the singles. I didn't buy the albums.
DMX was always good, but DMX was never one of my favorite rappers.
He was my favorite when I was growing up, bro.
Yeah, he was never one of my favorites, but he was always good. Like I always appreciated his music. I liked his songs. Like DMX was fire.
I actively DMX had like a feature when his run was over with, and he had a feature. I would actively go to listen to DMX features.
Like, yeah, I mean, I liked his music.
I didn't listen to most of his stuff after
I'm
his big one.
I'm not saying like his shit was bad, but I moved didn't on. Like it, but it just was like it wasn't a favorite. Like I wasn't going to just listen to DMX. Mm-hmm. Like if DMX came on, I ain't cutting it off. It's probably a good song. It was some DMX songs that I would go listen to, but just overall, like. I ain't just looking for the new DMX. It was like, I heard that mostly from my brother and shit. Like, my big brother playing that shit.
Because your brother around the same age my brother.
Yeah, I'm listening to it. I'm like, okay, yeah, this shit ride, bro. This shit ride, big bro. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fuck with DMX.
Did y'all see Jay-Z on the shop? Jay-Z's a shop.
But I heard about some shit about it.
He had a nice little, he said some nice words about DMX. He was talking about when he got on stage at like kind of like the height of his career and like how like, he just was every layer of the fans. He just you had him out on a shoestring, like just with everything he did to the point where like, when he just took his shirt off, they just go crazy.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like he was really at that point. Yeah, at one point in his career, that's just so crazy just to think about. Like when I go back and think about how he dropped two number one albums in the same year.
Niggas don't do that.
That's nuts.
DMX is that nigga.
I'm trying to tell you,
DMX is a legend, a true legend. Like, real but talk. I haven't listened to the new album, but I will though. I will.
Have y'all did y'all see what Rap Caviar put out? That rap Mount Rushmore?
Yeah.
With Kendrick, Cole, and Drake when they didn't have they basically said pick your fourth.
Yeah.
Who would y'all put? Since y'all the music guys.
Who would you put?
This is just for like the 2000s, right?
For the decade. We can do that.
Yeah, for the decade, right? Like 2010 to 2020.
But it's just rappers though. So like my shit, like I would have put just who I liked would be Weeknd, but
well, we talking about rappers though. So
I'm trying to think who would I put in that fourth spot. That's one has always been kind of
for the past decade.
Damn.
I mean, it's really easy for me.
Who would you say?
It probably would have to be Future.
I was going to probably say that in the last decade, Future.
Besides the nigga who was up there over the last decade, that's the nigga who has been consistent.
You have to put him up there with just his run. From 2010 to now.
I mean, you could put Gucci up in there, but niggas don't want to give him that much love.
But Future's run was bigger than Gucci. Up. Future run was a higher
Future
peak.
Future went to more poppy status. Gucci didn't reach that until he got out of jail.
Yeah, most definitely.
I would say Future because I can't think of another artist.
That was the only one
as popular as those other three the entire decade. Like, I remember being in high school when Kendrick and J. Cole and Drake and them niggas was just starting. And then, like, now, nigga, 10
years
later.
They had Wale with them and shit.
You know what I'm saying? And that nigga, them niggas, like, the other niggas who we could think that started at that time, them niggas ain't where these niggas is at. Like, I remember the first Future fucking song. Like, I remember the first Future mixtape. Like,
Racks was my first Future song.
Yeah, that wasn't even his Future.
Well, yeah, technically, he said he wrote it.
He did, but yeah, it was YC.
But YC, and they played his ass and shit.
But it's like,
that's an interesting story, though.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, to think of a nigga who was that coming up and hit that stride then, and then
where
still
he's at
now, is still relevant.
Still hitting new
peaks. Yeah, still doing the same shit, even better. Like, I can't think of another artist that's done that for the past decade.
Nicki Minaj was gonna be my one after that because Future, Bron said the same shit you said.
What he said
about Future? He said Future would be his fourth.
Yeah, okay.
And she said that was fucked up.
I mean, I could say either Gucci
because if
Future,
you say Nicki Minaj, you do have to give her that because she's created a whole brand of.
She did, but
you know
I don't think Nicki been like. as high.
But it ain't, it ain't about creating no brand. It's about the music.
It's about that
too.
Rushmore.
How, right. But her music first.
Not a brand, been, Mount Rushmore.
It has been, but I don't think.
2010 to 2014.
But Nicki's had years off, like, where you ain't really fucking with Nicki. You don't hear from her. Like, these niggas, we talking about every year.
No, Future has been keeping, even if it wasn't heat. It was at least decent.
It's features. Mm-hmm. It's Kendrick. Even when he didn't drop no album, he's features. He's dropping mixtapes. He's, you know.
She's been doing the same thing, though.
And see, I can name some other niggas who I could say could be up there, but I know that the notoriety isn't there. Like, nigga, I could say Big Crit. You know what I'm saying? Big Crit, but it's like.
But you got to put the popularity as part of that being on there.
Part of it. A lot of people don't listen to Big Crit, but this nigga is hard. Been hard for 10 years. You know what I'm saying? Like, straight up, got better. Shit, reaching new peaks for his own personal career success. It's not Grammy nominated. It's not, but like this nigga is.
But he's been working with labels and shit like that.
Like,
to push his music.
He's definitely, you know what I'm saying, that caliber of talent where he could be up there. Saha, you know what I'm saying? But he hasn't had the music out. Stuff. Right. You know what I'm saying? You could say Kanye. You know what I'm saying? But even he had years where. He's not doing.
Well, that's what.
Music.
See, that's why I said this last decade, 2010 to 2020.
You know Kanye was.
He had. His peak was still.
He was a little before that.
Yeah,
his peak was during that time. Yeah. But he started before these niggas. You know what I'm saying?
So that's the only reason I didn't really put him in. If you would have said all the 2000s, then of course Kanye.
Yeah, like,
but then you got to put Jay-Z in there too.
But then it's like Kanye, not Jay-Z. Still, you could put him with the 90s. But
he was
still,
killing in the 2000s.
Like 2000. You know
that's
what I'm
you
saying?
Said, yeah. If I said you said the 2000
like
so far.
2000, 2001.
From 2000
to
2020, Jay-Z would have to be on the Mount Rushmore.
I think he's even earlier than that. I'll put Jay-Z up like 97.
Jay-Z is on
but his
the
best,
rap
what do you mean?
Mount Rushmore
yeah.
All period.
Yeah.
So it don't even matter,
it don't matter
what
time frame. Yeah.
So he that's too small for him.
But yeah, I feel like it, you could put niggas like who I said, you know, Gucci, Big Crit, but it's going to be Future because he is the most, you know, of the
Future
type shit. Ye,
you can still put Ye because Ye had a crazy early.
Yeah, but I think Ye
2010
like,
to 2005, 15.
He had that fall off where it was like it was too much where we wasn't getting music.
That's true.
It was too much time off. Like these other niggas been consistent. It's
always he was quiet. He had a quiet spell for
always some shit. Like before J. Cole started dropping them albums like that, he
but
was
Pablo
putting
was
out mixtapes like a motherfucker. You
know
what
I mean?
Saying?
A lot of people were. Everybody
you know
Friday Night Lights.
Was, you know, right.
That's
you know
that was that was the brand of music then.
Yeah, it was like.
That's why Nicki just dropped her old mixtape, which was crazy.
As an album. Yeah.
As an album.
Nuts, 10 years later. Like, what the fuck?
She had to get all that other shit clear. You know, mixtapes.
Oh, yeah, take
they
money.
They don't care.
Yeah.
Because we used to go on Dab Pits and it didn't matter, bro.
You're not necessarily making money.
I wonder when it's
recording. It's cool, fuck it.
Yeah.
So yeah, you know, like, but the music, yeah, it's just crazy, bro. The music is basically the whole part of it, and them niggas wasn't there for years. It was like stretches where you wasn't hearing from these niggas. Everybody else, I feel like, was pretty much consistent every year. It's something, even if a J. Cole just released a single or two or three this year, or Kendrick just dropped a single, drop a little freestyle, do this little thing for this year, like that shit was still consistent and the quality was fucking there to where this shit could last for 2-3 years type shit, you know what I mean? So
that's
right, like that shit was,
but you know, shout out to Drake for winning Artist of the Decade.
Yeah,
that was
shout
dope
out to
you know
Jersey
what I'm saying? It was
that.
Well earned, well deserved. You couldn't really give it anybody else probably but The Weeknd. So
I don't know.
But last weekend.
Yeah, that's my nigga,
bro. Weekend could have got Artist of the
Decade.
Nah, he pretty good.
Definitely
too,
not Artist of the Decade.
Nah, I would that.
He wouldn't even be in the running for that.
No, but okay. Before we get off music, though, we got to talk about y'all boy J. Cole, man. So we didn't really discuss him going to the African League.
Talking about your doppelganger.
Doppelganger. We can call it that. It don't matter, bro.
Nah,
but
no, you, that's the best shit you got going.
Fuck that.
By far.
But, fuck y'all. But nah, so you know, we seen he went to the African League. He put up his numbers or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
He didn't really put up too many numbers.
Played two games. So it is what it was. You know what I'm saying? He played two games or whatever. And then he left for, I guess he said family reasons. But he did honor his contract. Cool, cool. But there was a player who spoke out prior to this.
Yeah, I heard about that nigga.
And he said exactly this. He's coming here. He's taking up a guy's spot. He's getting minutes that another guy who commits his life to this doesn't get. And then everybody keeps telling him, oh, well, this is for the look. This is going to make the league better. Woot de woot. No, it's not. This is going to make people look at the league right now, and then it's going to fade off of their algorithm, and it's going to be gone. Because this shit is not going to help nobody. Nobody's going to keep watching the African League if J. Cole's not in it. If he really wanted to promote it, he wouldn't have been playing.
he would have been trying to promote it through the talent that was out there.
Sound like the same thing people be saying about Tim Tebow.
Tim Tebow just wanted to be out there just to be a star.
Yeah, but Tim Tebow's situation, he's in the NFL, not some motherfucking African.
What if Tim Tebow went to an African football league?
I mean, shit. Wouldn't nobody...
can play quarterback.
They only watch it because it's Tim Tebow on there.
But Tim Tebow would finish the whole season, though.
I mean, he only signed up for like 6 games, though.
No, I do. J. Cole only did 2.
So...
I'm just saying.
I mean,
like, it goes to the point of what the young man was saying, where it's like, that could have been someone else's spot. That could have been someone else that got a chance to play.
I mean, it could
earn a living. So, I mean, that was the main thing that I agree with. And then I hate when Rick Ross is his little response to it. That shit was so lame.
Now, this is what I'm saying, though. Like, I agree with you, JoJo. It's 6 games. Like, that shit ain't enough to fuck up your
nobody else's career. Like, I mean, somebody else would have got 8 minutes over 2 games.
He probably could have been hurting for that money too, though.
How much money is it?
Yeah, I mean, it's probably not as much as J. Cole would make doing his promo tour. That he's
I'm not talking about what J. Cole would make. I'm pretty sure about over how there, much money.
If I was to guess, it would probably be no more than $10K for the whole season.
Okay.
And I'm sure a nigga who's trying to play ball could use that. So that's all I was saying, man. It'd be different if they made an extra spot for him.
Sorry, guy. J. Cole.
But the dude who spoke out, he plays. You know what I'm saying? He's on a team. He's just speaking out for a potential another player.
Might have been his homeboy.
It could have been his homeboy. And then they said, this nigga Rick Ross gonna say, "What if your dad owned the team? I know he would think it would be honorable if you stepped down so J. Cole could have your spot." I said, bro, these for the look niggas is the worst.
But I mean,
I hate a for the look nigga. But
we can be real and say, if you're asked to step down, you were not needed on the team.
That's true.
So, I mean, you really doing a service, nigga. if you didn't make it because J. Cole came, and J. Cole really didn't do nothing impressive.
And J. Cole, that ain't that fine.
But if you better than J. Cole,
you will be on the fucking team with J. Cole.
It's going to be a nigga who not as good who get his spot to.
We ideally would think. I mean, shit.
Why wouldn't
If niggas
it?
Got guaranteed deals. And
why it, would I kick this nigga off?
I'm saying.
If, and keep this trash nigga for J. Cole for 6 games.
Because of contracts and shit
I'm
like that.
I'm getting rid of the worst nigga.
I understand what the expectation would be. But when you go in and the way contracts can be.
A good manager,
you got somebody who's
a good GM, a good manager, a good
CEO. But I'm saying
CEO,
good GMs could be
nigga,
fucked up through a contract
a
the fucking owner did with J. Cole.
A good owner, a good motherfucker in charge of the team.
But these niggas ain't good owners. A good owner ain't bringing a rapper in for a fucking 2-game spell.
We can if it doesn't affect us negatively.
It's not gonna affect you positively either, though.
Why not? It did.
The niggas out there.
It definitely affected them positively.
It did. Well, positively financially. I mean, I'm talking about
a couple more people are gonna watch that.
Did they lose those games?
I didn't. Honestly, that was the thing. It took away from leaving the game. I looked at what his numbers.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have looked at it at all if it wasn't for him.
That's true.
That's what I'm saying. So they don't give a fuck if you look at the score.
What I'm saying is this.
J. Cole, you're looking at it. You're seeing that. That's their shit.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to remember that J. Cole played for the Rwandan
Patriots
team. And now that's a team that you can't name no other team in that shit.
But you can name this player.
But you can name this one. So their job was done.
The marketing team's done. You're right. The marketing team's job was done. They did their job. I'm talking about from the basketball perspective, from the actual ethics of the sport, but just in good sport of how you would go about basketball in an altruistic,
nature,
yeah,
and good nature.
It's all altruistic, yeah.
Right.
I mean, it's
in
not
good nature. These niggas ain't even at the level of status to where they can operate in good faith when it comes to promotional and motherfucking revenue and shit like that. We need the NBA. The NBA could say, "Nah, we don't need this nigga. We don't need J. Cole. That's why he's not
true
on the team. He's not
right
good
to make
enough
the Hornets."
You know what I'm saying? Right? He's not good enough. But for a league where he is good enough and they don't have the revenue, they don't have the notoriety, they don't have the publicity, this is nothing but positive. We're not doing this for basketball reasons. We're not doing this for the good nature of basketball. We're doing this for the good faith of promoting our basketball league and this team.
What's bro's name, bro? I want to speak. Who the player that spoke out, man? I got to shout out that nigga, bro.
Man, Cole, man, he probably got in that shit like, damn, bro. I went to the little NYC pickup game. I was hooping.
I was killing niggas out there.
Russell Westbrook was not playing you.
Nah, these niggas is good.
He wasn't playing defense on you, sir. You did not get no bucket.
He was giving you the homie defense.
Yeah, like them niggas, they had already done play 8 games. Nigga, they just out there really running with you.
He just trying to get a win.
Yeah, nigga, this ain't, you know,
win and shot rhythm. That's all that's about when they out there. That's why you be seeing them shoot them crazy ass 3-pointers, bro. Because it's all about getting the rhythm and goddamn just running.
Yeah.
So J. Cole, yeah. you fooled yourself, man. But
he did them little, you know, got his little bucket, got his little steal.
Terrell Stoglings is the guy who had it. He was upset about that, so I just want to give him.
Sound like a goddamn loser.
Damn, dog. He was a leading scorer in the league.
I'm saying he hating though, bro. Start hating on that man.
Is it hating if he the leading scorer in the league?
That man just brought more popularity. Your contract might go up. Yeah. The amount of money you could get might go up just because J. Cole was over here. And that niggas could got a little more money to play. Because
he damn sure ain't making no noise over there.
I don't
even remember his name and you just said it.
That's fucked up.
It's not fucked up. I mean, shut up. We don't need your opinion, Tyler.
Terrell.
Whatever.
People ain't tuning in for your stats,
tomato,
bro.
Tomato, yeah, man. Hey, J. Cole gave you some limelight, nigga. You might get picked up on the G League. Lead score over there.
That's fucked up.
Lead the league in the G League.
All right, man. That's fucked up, man.
It's not fucked up, man. Right, just don't need to hear everybody's opinion there all the
time. Y'all want
to
get into this Atlanta Knicks, man?
Yeah, that shit. They doing my fucking Hawks dirty, but
it's another team where we got a false sense of fucking success to
the Hawks.
Yes,
they might win this one though.
We're gonna win this series, but still,
I mean, yeah, but
the Hawks
Knicks
are now up 3-1.
The
right?
Knicks suck.
When the Knicks aren't good, I said that when we talked about this off air that day. I said the Knicks aren't a good team. We should beat the Knicks.
They are a good team, but y'all are better.
We are a better team. Yeah, we should beat the Knicks.
The Knicks just a tough team.
Yeah.
That shit don't matter in the playoffs unless you got somebody who can.
You gotta have a star.
You need to have
RJ has to be that nigga for them.
You have to have at least two niggas who can goddamn carry the team.
You already fucking up. You
Randall, bro.
RJ.
The jokes that have been on Randall, bro, have been hilarious.
Yeah, Randall's that nigga just playing like fucking Cream Biggles, bro. Spice Adams. That nigga Spice playing Adams. Like that, nigga, bro. That, bro, you that ain't never seen that nigga Spice shoot Adams. With them goddamn, with them little bit ass. That's how he
with
was
the goggles,
shooting, bro. Man, thunking them bitch off the back of the iron. Like, man, you just completely off. Like, Julius.
Yeah, he got too much expectation on him.
Nah, I mean, he just, nigga, just like Gilbert Arenas be saying, like, man, this shit, you look good, but toward the end of the season, you stop training as much as you did during the summer, so it's. It's different. That shit fall off. You ain't putting up enough shots. That jumper went flat.
That's real. I saw that interview too. He said like guys let up as you said because they trying to get rest and all that shit.
Yeah,
like that.
During
but
the summer
you got to put up the same
3,000 shots, nigga. Now you putting up 800.
Mm-hmm. You got to put up that same number of clips so you can still be consistent with it. But it's just it seems like Julius might be a fraud though. All the MVP shit they've been talking, all that other stuff. It seems like he ain't.
Well, that was just New Yorkers just talking their shit because they had
that was the
something
media too,
to talk. I mean, yeah, because it's the new. I mean, it's the market. You know, it's the big market. So you know, they want to see that. Them niggas want to talk about more than LeBron and LaMelo.
So what's going on, man, with this whole Trey is balding thing, man? They was real disrespectful in New York.
I mean, you're supposed to be disrespectful.
That was fucked
that
up, though.
Was spitting on this nigga.
Bro, that was
nah,
wild,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, of course, up until that point.
That's what I said. We're going to get into that, too, to just a minute. But, yeah, no, like, it was wild, the shit that's been going on. You know what I'm
saying?
That's
New York fans, though. They ain't shit.
Man, it's just these fucking white people. They've been in the house all year. They got to get their races on. Mm-hmm. They got to get their shit out.
But 50 Cent was, like, right there, too, where that nigga spit
it. Yeah, they said it went right over him.
Mm-hmm. That shit could have, if that shit would have hit him, that would have been ugly.
I mean, I don't know.
Because, no, 50 could have hit him.
He could have.
You know what I'm saying? Which one got Trey can hit him?
Woody have hit him.
Oh, 50 would have knocked that nigga out. 50 spaz on that nigga in that restaurant. Y'all didn't see that video.
I think
yeah,
I did see
that.
He didn't
hit him, though.
He didn't hit him.
Because, man, if you hit him, man, you got to. You know how much them seats cost?
Yeah.
Them niggas down there, them niggas, yeah. And he white, too. I can't wait to goddamn
they
play
that
shit. They're
banned to do indefinitely, but mm-hmm. they, like, people asking for his name to be released and all that.
Nah,
I mean, of course they're not gonna do that shit.
That's for safety.
So some more white people can go do some more white people
shit. Or folks can fucking give them money too. You don't want niggas to fucking parade that kind of shit.
Yeah,
the races of America.
So like, what do y'all think about this? Because we done had the Russell Westbrook shit where the popcorn got thrown on him. Kyrie done got a bottle thrown at him. Ja Morant
water bottle yesterday.
Had his parents, Kyrie, and then
now the parents shit is that's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Ja Morant had his parents go through some shit in the stands in Utah.
And like Utah, I thought those was better people out there, man. I'm why? Disappointed in them. Nigga, they out there in the country,
Utah in America, right?
Yeah,
and they're white, right?
So that's all you got to goddamn go off.
Utah is the place white people go to be racist.
What Donald Glover say? What Childish Gambino say? This is America, nigga.
It's fucked up. That's the measuring stick, man.
I'm just saying, bro.
I agree.
These are niggas who just think about something with white people real quick. Just take it off sports real quick. The England let go of slaves.
Man, people ain't gonna like you talking about them. Like
I don't
give
a fuck. I'm talking about your history, so you can listen to that. The country of England let go of slavery and made that illegal, and the country of America didn't do that till hundreds of years later. So your mother country knew this shit was wrong and made it illegal,
so
and
y'all
you
came
didn't
over here and just
kept doing it.
But they did it because they couldn't do it over there. So they
that's the
same thing. Like them niggas over there, the same thing as us. As far as
well,
I
they could
it.
Have slaves over there at first, but then they made it illegal. Like in the right around the time we was having a civil war, they made it like illegal prior to that.
Probably because
they tried to act. They wanted to make an ethical stance.
Yeah,
you know?
But they was like, yeah, so we just gonna send the race, you know, send our people over there.
Y'all handle that over there. Give us a discount on the cotton
over here. We want to keep it, you know,
keep
right.
it clean.
But over here, yeah,
dirty y'all little hands.
Yeah, that's
up.
What we
but
got
no,
to do. It.
This is why I want to ask the question though, because I keep hearing this conversation going on with the players and shit. They're saying, oh, are the players safe? Are the players? Do y'all feel the players not being safe?
I mean, I feel like the fans aren't being held accountable. Like,
but you just said he just got arrested.
Yeah, he didn't get arrested.
He didn't get arrested. He got banned.
He got banned indefinitely. So maybe 3 years from now, this motherfucker could possibly be back in that same seat.
Man, you can still the nigga.
He can get his girlfriend to buy seats.
The dude from Boston Sports, he banned from Gillette Stadium or Super Bowl. I don't know, NFL games. Period. He still got in the game. He just got a show like on.
Right.
Barstool, so of course they know who he is, but
yeah, so
that nigga
like,
can get back in there.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, what more needs to be done? I don't know.
Man,
they
need them club bouncers. He need to get his ass whooped. The guy
that security who that can
violate. Yeah, security, man. Well, I wish I was security. I don't give a damn what they. I mean, look.
But right, they should let the player personal security handle that shit.
Like personal security.
Let Trae Young personal security go up there.
Yeah,
and get
his homeboys or some of them niggas all got on Trae Young jerseys. Bitch, I'm finna
Trae get some niggas on his own seat.
Some Oklahoma partners.
Some Norman niggas or whatever. Like, Westbrook too, like shit.
I'm glad y'all said security go up there, because everybody keeps saying they need to let the players go up there. So what's going to happen when a motherfucker go up there and get bopped?
Yeah, that's saying, cause everybody might not goddamn.
Look, everybody who went up there ain't a little nigga.
Every basketball player can't fight.
That's true.
Basketball player can't whoop everybody ass.
The
like,
niggas
yeah,
that
the Malice in the Palace was that because them niggas just met a world peace and Steven
those
Jackson.
The big niggas though.
Them niggas actually throw hands. These
but look at everybody. Everybody who's got tried been short niggas though. Regular niggas. Kyrie.
But no, let's
Trae Young. Westbrook, the only nigga who you could say is a
like. Let's just
he only 6'3".
I'm not fucking with.
Let's say the Malice in the Palace happened, right?
Yeah,
and you had like Reggie Miller on the team, but like Reggie Miller,
Reggie didn't want no smoke.
Reggie Miller ain't knocking nobody out. Reggie Miller,
he was in uniform.
Smoke.
Yeah, Reggie Miller, all you gotta do is call Cheryl, and
he was
done.
On the team. Like,
call his sister.
If he was like in their fight, like what if fucking Muggsy Bugs was out
Muggsy
there?
Bug, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like what if fucking
Muggsy would have got work?
What if Spud Webb was in the crowd? For like nigga, these niggas ain't. What if Chris Paul even out?
I'm trying
there?
To say
like,
some of these niggas would.
Somebody might knock
Chris Paul
nigga
ass
I can see. I was gonna say Nate Robinson, but we already seen Nate Robinson get knocked out. But that was against a nigga who
was training.
I don't even want to
but that's what I'm
that.
Saying. You never know what this nigga in the crowd might be doing.
That
nigga
had cauliflower all in his ear.
That nigga might be prepared to whoop a nigga ass, and you might be just the nigga who you know you ain't big enough.
He put it like this: if we was in the Garden and the Hawks got into a fight, that would be ugly.
Yeah,
if we was in State Farm Arena and the Knicks got into a fight, it's ugly for niggas in our stadium. Fucking niggas on the Knicks look like they whooping niggas' ass.
Yeah,
I don't really see John Collins, Kevin Herter, or none of them niggas doing nothing.
Bogey, and these niggas ain't goddamn hitting shit.
The only nigga who I could think would might do something is Lou Will.
Capella and barely,
but all his wives gonna come save him. So shit,
my boy O,
all three of his bitches finna come out
Kongu,
to run this stuff.
A Kongu might knock a nigga
out.
Oh,
the big O, but he's like
big
20.
O, yeah, yeah, he young like, though.
He ain't
really. He might be a little timid.
I mean, but yeah, him too. He from Chino.
I think he got. He a little soft. He a little soft, Chino.
Yeah, but he still seen a little. He's seen some gang violence. I'm saying, man. You know,
he been around it. I want to say. I want to say something. I think it's
down. He gonna fucking defend himself. So,
okay, nah.
He might.
You know, I mean, like I said, I think he probably ain't been enough little club
Trae Young gonna
spectacles
be in the fucking,
yet. To,
Trae Young gonna be in the fucking
somebody
locker room.
He ain't Kwame Brown and niggas. That's all I'm saying. Kwame Brown was knocking niggas out.
Yeah,
I mean, probably now. No,
they said back then he was knocking niggas out too. They said he was soft on the court, but when it came to being outside, niggas was, he was popping niggas shit.
So that's I see why Michael Jordan bullied him.
That could be.
I don't feel sorry for him. I never feel sorry for Kwame Brown, but
yeah,
I definitely.
We're gonna get into Kwame Brown a little bit.
No. You tough, and then you on the court being
bitching.
Soft.
I'm just a kid, and yeah, all that old ho like ass shit. Nah, I don't nobody want to hear that.
I'd rather you be tough on the court and soft.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we might want to talk about it now. That's my biggest thing. Michael Jordan is kind of like me. Like, if I think you soft, I'm going to fuck with you so you can show me that you're not soft. Just like Steve Kerr. Remember when he was bullying Steve Kerr? Steve mm-hmm. Kerr ran off on this shit. Steve Kerr took off on him. Punched it. But yeah, Steve Kerr, as soon as Steve Kerr got to fighting with damn Michael Jordan stopped fucking with him. It was a little more respect. I think that's all Jordan wanted, just to, you know, just stop being
He wanted some of mama's home cooking. That's all.
Stand up for yourself. Yeah, nigga, show me that you a man. Then I'll treat you like one.
Because Jordan wouldn't have fucked with him because, first of all, he way bigger than Jordan. So
I just feel like he would have pushed Jordan on the, because even when he spoke about when Oakley coached him, how he said he just took Oakley to the side and they spoke on, you know, hey, man-to-man kind of shit, and they was kind of cool after that. I think he always wanted to talk shit out, but I think if he would have pushed Jordan on the ground after he said some wild shit to him, bro, the team would have broke it up, and Jordan would have respected that nigga after that.
Yeah, like, y'all niggas is on me. Then you talking about, what? I don't know why I want to say fucking Doug Christie. Carlisle. What's his name?
Rick Carlisle? No, Doug. Yeah. No, Doug. I think his name is Doug. That coach, Michael Jordan's coach from the Bulls, too, before Phil. His name is Doug something.
I can't fucking
Collins.
Think of it. Yeah,
Doug Collins.
Yeah. Yeah, he was, Kwame was saying,
he was on his dick heavy.
Some motherfuckers on the Wizards was saying that they was like, they kind of seen it too. But nigga, don't say that shit now because Kwame just going down his list.
Yeah, and you don't want to be a nigga that catch a stray.
Like goddamn Bucky on the Winter Soldier. You know, he got all this shit. He need to get in some type of get back or whatever. But no, don't say it now. You should have said, hey, man, let them goddamn develop. But all Kwame had to do was talk like how he be talking now. And just niggas wouldn't even a fuck.
You seen Jordan ain't said nothing.
Jordan been done washed his hands with him as soon as he left the Wizards. Like, man, y'all niggas sorry. Fuck. Jordan didn't already want to even play that season. So
did y'all see the Judge Joe Brown interview he did?
Man, that shit was funny as fuck.
Yes, bro. He had Judge Joe Brown.
And Kwame Brown.
And Kwame the Browns. Meet the Browns.
Kwame Brown was
and Judge Joe Brown.
Judge Joe Brown was going digital.
Bro, he was in his fucking bag. On YouTube, nigga.
Nigga was talking shit about
they on there for like 2 hours.
I mean, like talking
on Zoom.
They on Zoom.
Yeah, they on Zoom type shit. Talking for like 2 hours, bro. I'm talking about this was peak black men toxic masculinity.
That nigga was talking shit about Kamala Harris.
Talked about Lizzo.
Called her a harlot hoe.
No, he called Lizzo a harlot. He called Cardi B a streetwalker.
Yeah.
He was going in, bro. Bro, he was in his fucking bag.
That's quality TV right there.
Bro, yeah, that,
we
like,
need to put some snippets of that on here.
Nah, we are really in a time where like black men are not afraid to not say what people at once told us not to say. Like, we are okay of whatever. Fuck, you gonna try to quote-unquote cancel us, which nobody ever does. Nobody gets canceled.
Unless you just do some...
You have to do, like, some shit to
nowadays,
kids.
Yeah,
you have to do shit to kids for someone to actually remove you from your place. If you say something bad, they'll just criticize you and say you're a bad person, you said something racist, homophobic, whatever.
Yeah,
but that's not canceling. Your check
gonna
is still coming in.
Yeah, nah, it might be a little smaller unless you drop some music.
Most niggas barely
something.
Had that. You know what I'm saying? They fucking don't even have that problem.
But I mean, with Tory, you know,
Tory made that shit right back.
Man, I didn't know you were gonna do that, man. would have goddamn. I would have placed my order.
Oh shit! But no,
it kind of like I said, nobody really is getting canceled, but people are getting criticized and they don't like that. To me, that's what I see. The problem is people getting criticized and they don't want to hear that. But most of the time, they was on that black man shit though. They was on that be a tough black man. The woman tried to take us out the house with the government because they wanted to check instead of the man.
But like they did.
they was on that shit.
What it is like
not with the man in the house.
The fact is that men is now getting tired of women not being held accountable for shit, bro. That's what really the fuck is going on. Mm.
And the woman talking about
y'all this niggas shit. Is chewing all. They like, oh, they nigga enjoying that shit.
Hey, man is just tired of that shit, bro. Men is tired. Men are tired of women not being held accountable for shit, dog. We tired of goddamn. Like, that's facts, bro. Us as men, we just tired of like always having to goddamn make up for shit women do without them taking fucking accountability for that shit.
Yeah,
it's fucking tiring.
Yeah.
And that's why niggas is talking and saying the shit what we saying. Like, it's fucking crazy.
It's frustrating. It is. And so, but like I said, it just seems like people are coming together. It's more of these people. It's folks. Stephen A. Smith, when we was watching the fucking thing, he came in with the black Letterman jacket on, the African Letterman jacket on. Like, niggas is tightening up, bro. Niggas is really tightening up. Kwame really changed some niggas. We talked about Charlamagne when he fucking did the apology and shit. Like, niggas is really tightening up around this shit.
Right, Kwame ain't letting shit slide.
He ain't let up.
From a nigga he don't respect.
Yeah. But he gave a bigged up Joe Budden the other day, too.
Who?
Kwame.
What'd he say?
He was just like, oh, I just think he's a misunderstood man, but I think he got good ideas and he's trying to promote, you know, good black values and shit.
I mean, Joe does, but the niggas who he shit on, like, I don't want to say deserve it because I like Rory and Ma, but they didn't really have a lot of value. In the long run, I think, maybe. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure when they did the re-up, it was going to be some changes in the
Yeah, but in, I in do contract, like Rory and Ma. I definitely did not pay that $2. Somebody put it on YouTube and I watched like half of it.
Did you see the, whatchamacallit though? The other shit they just put out? The mm-mm. little snippet?
Uh-uh. Oh, what? Yeah. It was like something like they little shit coming out. Uh-huh. Yeah. Like they was sitting on the couch or some shit.
They was there. They doing like looking for jobs, doing a little job interview type shit. Yeah, mm-hmm. It was funny. So
yeah, that nigga's kind of corny, but you know.
It was their kind of humor type shit. So
yeah, they can parlay that into a little year's worth of something. Joe just left
these niggas to pick up the pieces, man.
He gave him a lot of pieces to pick up though.
Yeah, I mean, because
if he don't sue them, they can do a lot.
Yeah, because that's a lot of material they could go off of there. You know, they still.
All right, so let's get off the other shit. I do have this little thing I want to do. It's called Racist or Not, because there's a lot of different shit that's been going on, and I want to see if it's racist or not. So Lori Lightfoot, former mayor of Chicago, she's being sued right now for allegedly dodging white media. So it was white media saying that she wouldn't talk to them, give them statements and all the stuff because of them being white media. But then we have someone like Naomi Osaka, who's no longer doing any media, you know what I'm saying? And she's getting fined for it. You've also had instances with SZA, who didn't want to work with a magazine because they didn't have a black photographer.
Well, SZA, she asked, and they said no.
No, yeah.
So you're automatically, nah.
Because, I mean, that's just like if we hired somebody and we wanted a certain art style for it.
And they say no. And it's like
well,
I don't have what I'm looking for.
We're not in line anymore. People
oh, yeah, he loved that.
That's fact.
This isn't the relationship for me.
Yeah, that's not, you don't have what I'm looking for.
I feel like people try to make a bigger thing out of that. Like, they were wrong for not wanting to change.
If you have some shit that I don't like, I have every right not to fuck with you.
And vice versa. If you're saying
that, there's nothing wrong with that.
If you're requiring for us to do work with you and I don't want to work with the type of work that you want to do, I'm trying to do it my own image for my magazine,
right,
then it's cool. But I don't think it's some racist thing, like, or it's some black, white type thing.
What's
in
happening
that
now is the white people are trying to use this, they're being racist to their advantage now. They've been heard.
Oh, yeah, they've been waiting on this.
They've been hearing so much about black people saying that white people are racist, especially more recently with all the shit going on in the world, like in the country, as far as, like, you know, the police shit and all that. So now they saying, oh, you don't want to do this with me? Okay, that's racist. You're being racist.
But Byron Allen, too, a brother, you know who Byron Allen, he did the Weather Channel and all that shit. He's suing McDonald's for not giving enough money to the black production company or black TV stations and stuff like that. So like it's just
as far as they add, yeah, shit, like they don't the spend black stations less,
that's, and they don't do it, yeah, and that's a smaller percentage. Yes, it's a smaller percentage of the white media and stuff like that. It's not a accurate to how many black people and stuff actually go to McDonald's and stuff like that.
I mean, that's saying. Something he shouldn't be fighting for. We don't want black people to go to McDonald's and eat that bullshit.
Yeah, we don't need McDonald's anyway.
It goes back to everything. Like shit, that was the whole Diddy address was about. It wasn't about remember he said the address to corporate America. That shit wasn't about like, oh, corporate workers need better wages. And it was about corporate need to do money with Revolt, all the fucking black media, and spend more money ads. Because right now, black media may not have the highest ad requests because of whatever racist agenda they may have or what they believe anyway.
Yeah.
But no, like, it's just so interesting to me. Like when you have, like I said, Lori Lightfoot getting sued for dodging white
media. So which one are we saying is racist or not?
That's right. Well, let's start with the Lori Lightfoot one. No, with the Lori Lightfoot, you have with her dodging the white media. So, do we think that one's racist?
Yes. Racist on.
Reason
on
why that? I don't think so is because I feel like she does other. I'm pretty sure she's not going to dodge like the Chicago Tribune.
It might be racist, but who gives a fuck? Black people been getting racist treatment for fucking ever. So
I'm glad to hear you say so that, bro. This nigga ain't never been on no sideline. I'm glad to hear you say that. Nigga finally took off that fucking MAGA hat.
Nah,
thank you.
That's real. It's no MAGA nothing. I still fuck with Donnie.
Okay, so then SZA, let's go with then SZA then and her not working with the magazine.
You got the MAGA hat.
Put it to the side.
You got the MAGA hat
to the tilt.
He got that MAGA hat on a little bit.
I ain't never had that just bitch
a little,
on.
Just a little tilt.
I ain't never had the MAGA hat on.
You had to twist it up in your belt buckle.
I never had the MAGA hat.
He got the loops in it.
Yeah, he got that bitch hanging latch. Off his book bag.
I ain't
yeah.
never had a you MAGA know? Hat on.
Man, we seen it upstairs.
I just don't fuck with. Nigga, you ain't never seen shit. Your capping ass up, nigga. I ain't never had a MAGA hat in my goddamn vicinity.
Yeah, I ain't never seen a MAGA hat up close to personal.
I've seen me neither. My sister, where my sister stay at, they rock that like it's a gang sign.
I've never seen one in person. Never had one in my vicinity, but I do fuck with Donnie.
Yeah, all right, so what about SZA then? Was SZA racist then for not wanting a black
she
photographer?
Like what she like?
I mean, was the magazine racist then for not hiring a black photographer?
Possibly. Yes.
I mean, it all depends on what was going. I mean, I don't know. I don't even know nothing about
there's
no
black
magazine
photographers
photo
that they could have hired. I don't know.
Yeah,
what their
yeah, they just chose not to.
Right. I don't know how many black photographers have applied to this business, this company, but I'm pretty sure it's been at least one.
And there's definitely black photographers out.
They didn't hire them. It's probably fucking racist.
They refused to. So,
there's no affirmative action taking place in that business.
Yeah.
The Naomi Osaka one isn't really racist because she wasn't talking to any media, so. But she did get fined $15K.
No, it's
I
not
felt like
racist.
Are they not respecting her mental health, though?
No, it's not racist. And maybe they are not respecting her mental health.
Because they said they're going
to
give her.
To an extent, when you're this athlete, when you're, you know, people don't have to respect your mental health. They should, ideally. It should be something that you think
they keep
is
in
unwritten.
Mind.
That's, you know, an unwritten rule. And, you know, but they really don't have to because you out here in that limelight. Like, that's when you have to do a better job with your career as far as keeping your.
It's weird though. Why perform though if your mental health isn't good enough to do the media?
It's good enough to make that money.
I mean, but
it's good to make the appearance, but it's not good enough
to
follow through the contract.
Talk about what happened afterwards. These niggas ain't asking you personal questions. Like they not asking you, oh well. You know,
some of them do try to do that.
I don't
but.
Think you should say like, "Hey, it was your relationship with your boyfriend affecting your game." Like, nah, don't say that shit. You know what I'm saying? But if you could ask a motherfucker, do you think that you know things in your personal
factor,
life
yeah.
have affected your game? It's about how you ask the question, and I think that's still even a touchy question to ask. But I feel like that's something you could ask, and you as an athlete just got to answer that. Like, I don't want to answer that. Or no, or yes, or it doesn't matter.
Yeah, because she makes a lot of money.
You make a lot of money, and this shit is what come with the money, right?
This is what helps make the money.
Interviews, right? This is how people really
promote
know
the
fuck
sport,
you are.
Yeah.
Like some people may never see you play, just see the interview, see the media, see the you know the after the post game interview, like, and that's part of it. That's part of this contract. Part of you being a professional athlete.
Part of you performing on
the
stage.
That is part of the performance. This is the stage. The stage just don't stop when you walk off the court. You know what I'm saying? You on stage. Probably all the time, depending on how good you are and who you are and what you're playing. So, I mean, it's something that just come with it, and you got to be aware of that. And if you can't handle it, then you got to not do it or handle it a different way.
Yeah.
So they've announced for who's going to play Mike Tyson in that Hulu.
Who is this? Jamie Foxx, right?
No.
The nigga from Moonlight.
Trevante James.
Look, I can't remember how
he Buddywood had the grill and Moonlight.
He was in something else.
Yeah. I ain't good with it. So, and I think Mike Tyson isn't approved of this one.
What happened to Jamie Foxx?
Well, this is what I was going to bring in, too.
Jamie Foxx was the movie.
Yeah, it was going to be a movie.
This is like a short little 8-part series type little shit.
Yeah, biopic movie. This is going to be like a biopic series. His was going to be, like you said, a movie. Okay. But y'all got to remember, Whishamacallit got Me Too like 2 or 3 years ago.
The same dude?
No, Jamie Foxx.
Did he?
Yeah, he got accused of slapping his dick on some woman's
he
head.
He did.
Right when he was about to do Spawn and he was about to do the Mike Tyson shit, it came out. He got caught up in the Me Too, and that's why shit been kind of low for him.
Jamie Foxx a few bitches, not necessarily like
what the fuck? You could have said nothing else.
What he finna say.
You can't say the nigga slapped his dick on a bitch hand.
Bitches
he done Jamie Foxx the bitch.
I done slapped my dick on a few bitches' head. It wasn't
but it was
like
consensual.
Yeah.
This was alleged wasn't consensual.
It was about to happen, but we was already doing stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely the name of this. I done Jamie Foxx the few.
I was saying, we was just already doing stuff. Like, she licking my balls. I just slapped my dick.
Okay, I'm glad you saved that. You guys were sexual while it was happening. Because at first you just said you just slapped the bitch with your dick off top.
I was like, to ask a bitch. I ain't like asking a bitch to tie my shoe and then slapped her with my dick and nothing. Like, we already getting busy.
Yeah, that's how porn starts.
Nigga said, Jamie Foxx.
That do be some stupid shit like that.
My shoe and then slapped my dick on your head.
Yeah, dude, that's the, you know.
Is that what Jamie Foxx did?
Apparently,
the
shit was kind of, when I was reading over it, it was a little murky. Cause, you know,
can you help me, goddamn, reach this down here? And then you just slapped.
Like, I don't even think it was like, even in, like, they were in a bedroom or like, they were like out. And he, like,
I mean, like, he had to get some, like, Joe he had to get shit. Some high ground. Like,
he was above her. Yeah,
like you she had to be elevation. Down.
Like, what did he tell her? Like, oh, your shoe? Table? Did he tell her shoe was untied? And,
hold on, I'm bringing up the article.
He like, can you reach that on the bottom shelf for me at Publix?
And then she woke up and rose up and
did this nigga go get a ladder and climb up? Like, how does that happen? This
nigga Complex called this the penis slapping allegations.
Damn,
that's wild.
I mean, hey.
So yeah, he said he did. Empathetically deny that he was involved in this.
So this is all allegedly.
Yeah, this is all alleged.
Ain't nobody gonna say they did. Yeah, I did that.
Only nigga who would say he did that. Slapping bitches.
There's only one nigga in the world who say he would do that. That's fucking Orlando Brown, nigga.
Orlando Brown changed his life.
Eddie will say for now. I mean, come on now. We know Eddie. We know Orlando.
The only reason it could get investigated further was because the statute of limitations was passed.
So what happened? What was the situation?
Well, that's what I'm saying. They don't have it real thorough because all it has is that she alleged that he slapped her with his penis, but they don't have much research of it because when she said it happened, she said like 2002. Oh, no, you good. She said it happened like 2002 or whatever at a Las Vegas party. She said he tried to initiate oral sex with the woman. She refused. He struck her with her penis. So I don't know how she was already down there to slap him. Like,
what you mean? No.
Yeah, like something like that. Some crazy guy.
That's fucking wild, bro.
But she said that when she reported it, like it was like 2018 she reported it. The statute of limitations was already passed, so they couldn't, you know.
Why wait that long?
It was like 16 years ago.
Why wait that long?
She had
a nightmare.
She just started having dreams about that night, you know.
She woke up with a black eye.
Somebody do some
10 years later.
But I think that's why most of the reasons why we haven't seen Jamie Foxx in anything
some
big.
The lady said happened 16 years ago. Come on, guys.
It happens, man.
People lie. Come on.
Sometimes you got to sit low for at least about 3 or 4 years before.
Come on.
Kevin Spacey just got a role doing
Kevin
some shit.
Kevin Spacey actually did some shit though.
Yeah, Kevin Spacey.
And he's white.
All his folks. We don't know if he did some. All his folks is dead, bro. All them people keep dying.
So?
I don't speak on Kevin Spacey in that kind of manner. I just throw out that fact and I keep my mouth quiet because I don't want no problems with the space.
It ain't no fucking coincidence, baby.
I don't want problems with the space, man. I'm backing off that. That's a wild boy.
Kevin Spacey get you whacked.
Yeah.
That shit crazy.
That shit is dark.
Watch out for that nigga.
But I. I feel like we are missing out on this shit, though. Like, we really are losing out that Jamie Foxx hasn't given us this Mike Tyson yet, because he's always had one of the best Mike Tyson impressions.
Yeah,
he got the only one that I care about.
That's good.
Everything else don't even hold a candle to that shit.
I think the movie's going to come out. It's going to be good. I got to see who this dude y'all talking about in the little
biopic. Man, what else he played in?
I mean, I think anything about Mike Tyson is good, because he was just an interesting guy. He had an interesting life.
Yeah, but man, I don't give a fuck if this nigga doing it.
I think it's only gonna be the hoes that like it.
Yeah, man, this dude, man.
The hoes ain't liking Tyson.
The hoes was kind of mad he was gay.
Yeah, I don't think Tyson was a ladies' man. Not like that, you know.
I'm sure there's some women who would definitely.
I mean, shit. Yeah, tell you he was a little aggressive. Yeah. I mean, you know, everybody loved Mike.
No, he was lit then. Yeah, Tavante Rhodes. I'm about to show you what he looked like, bro. He looked like he should play Green Lantern.
Yeah, I'd rather see him, this nigga, play Black Panther than goddamn.
He could play Black Panther. I wouldn't be mad at him playing Black Panther. I said that, though. Remember when we talked about that? I said he the nigga from Moonlight right here. You seen him?
Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about.
But nah, so shit. He, like I said. I think he's not a bad actor, so I'm looking forward to his performance. But I feel like we're still being robbed from Jamie, though. Most definitely.
Yeah, man. That's
because Jamie's our self-proclaimed best, you know, artist, actor, you know, multifaceted entertainer. We've already all agreed on that one.
Yeah, man. Yeah, he definitely is
that guy.
Yeah, old Jamie. But yeah.
I think we're here at the end of the course. I'm glad everybody who, you know, stayed with us.
Right.
Because we tried to stay with y'all, my boy. We was going through it to get this one done.
Yeah, man. You know, it's always a little crazy, man. But it's just a show. That's how that go, man.
Hey, man. But, hey, I wouldn't be doing nobody else, man. Y'all my brother, so.
Oh, man. He got gay on us.
I'm telling you, man. We family, man. Bro. I don't know what the fuck you talking about. Ain't none of that.
Because I say y'all
naked in the room with each other. That
was not
shit,
in no implication of what I said.
Y'all niggas right already here. Went on a little date earlier.
See this nigga right here, bro.
Crab date.
Yeah, hey, look, shit, hey. That's something I need to pose a poll.
We need to have a poll,
is
man.
Is it a fucking date if you and your partner?
If two men going on a crab bag, man. Y'all went in on
bro,
a crab bag.
Don't call it no crab bag, bro. Don't fucking call it that.
This nigga is sick.
That's a nasty nigga right there, dog.
Crab bag. Y'all both threw y'all shells in the same bag.
No, we didn't. We had our own separate plates.
No, the fuck
plates.
We did not. I had my own shit. He had his own shit.
Okay, I'm telling you. All right. Nah, niggas wasn't that, goddamn. That might not be a date then.
This nigga
here in hell. Nah, if y'all threw the shells in the same goddamn.
No, fuck
in the same waste.
We threw it in the same bag, but not on the same plate.
No, I had a whole nother bag.
No, I used your bag when I.
Oh, see, he
did. Hold on, time out.
I know about that.
Did one of y'all get a pink lemonade?
No.
Okay.
We had no lemonade. We didn't have nothing to drink.
Yeah, no drink.
Oh, we didn't need it. Here, this nigga go right.
Nigga just had some
no
crab
drink.
Legs,
just stuff it down.
I'm telling you.
Just send it home. See, now he got me. I had to re-examine some cases because me and JoJo done went in on pizza. We done went to Zach's. I thought this shit was just regular. Two homeboys getting some food. Two partners. We hungry. We better get something to eat. Now I don't know what the fuck been going on. I got to reevaluate my appetite when I'm around the nigga because I ain't trying to go on no fucking date with no dude.
I mean, look, there's nothing
getting some
wrong.
Fucking food.
I'm telling you, bro.
Nothing wrong with it, man.
I thought it was just a respectable Memorial Day.
Queued up, man. We gotta get the music.
I'm
queued
telling
up
you, man.
Get out of here.
Got one more thing, man. Shout okay. out to Renny Rucci, man.
What did Renny Rucci do?
She got some cold ass lyrics, man.
Renny Rucci better than Mulatto?
I don't know.
I'm gonna have to check that out.
Man, you Renny need to Rucci. Have a Renny Rucci Mulatto versus.
Renny Rucci said, man, look like an IG model. Walk with a waddle. Body shaped like a Coke bottle. Mm. Pussy stay on full throttle. Nigga, have you ever had a bitch with a pussy on full throttle?
When you do, you appreciate it.
Her pussy was on full throttle. What does that even mean?
I don't know.
That shit ready to go.
That's some shit I want to find out.
That's some shit that's ready to go.
Full throttle. I don't want it.
Pussy on full throttle.
She
said it stay on full throttle. Pedal to the metal. Metal Gear Solid. Need for Speed. Sound like some shit I want over Rennie. But yeah, that's all I had.
That's a shout out to Rennie Rucci, man.
Yeah, that pussy on full throttle. Yeah,
if it ain't on full throttle, I don't want it. Yeah, I need full some full throttle pussy in my life, shit.
Full throttle.
I need the pedal to the metal. Bitch.
Pedal to the metal, puss.
I'm telling you.
For sure. For sure, for sure. You got the music ready?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Are we on the Rennie Rucci? Trying to get that full throttle cooch.
I don't want
to
play that, no homo.
I don't think we can.
Yeah, we'll be able to keep it on YouTube. We play on.
We got a goddamn. Give us a goddamn. Okay.
Or whoever own our music.
Hey, but we fuck with everybody, man. Appreciate y'all tuning in. Y'all know what we talked about today, man. I mean, it's a lot, man. Don't be doing no racist shit. Unless you black. I think black people got
I think we said that. I think that was pretty much our overall. Right, yeah, we can. We got the green light to discriminate.
I mean, if you don't like some shit, hey, go for what you like, man.
Yeah.
But white people, you can't do that. Y'all did that enough.
Yeah, now, y'all have 400 years of shit.
Yeah, top y'all out, start taking some... what you get, goddamn. Yeah. For real. It is what it is. Hey,
sorry. Not. Bad. I'm not.
Right. Tables turned. Now it's our turn to sit on this side.
Y'all still at the top. We just make it difficult for y'all now. Y'all got to listen to us complain now.
Right. You know. But hey, man, we appreciate everybody tuning in. Make sure y'all check us out everywhere, man. TTN Podcast, TTNP. We got merch coming soon. We got all kind of shit coming soon. New episodes. Make sure y'all stay tuned in, man. We fucking appreciate it. It's your boy, Alau. I'm Jody. Rhetoric. Take care of yourself. Take care of others. Check out that 2Solid 4E. Child Prestigious Pedigree. Mr. Upholstery. Brand Language Art. Proctor Media Production. Thoughtful Narcissist, baby. We out. Take care of yourself. Take care of others.
Bouvier turning on the his zone. Action pack, I keep to get on my hip when I put that shit on. Boy, relax, you will get smacked. Back and wait out of my zone. I'm turned.